we'd like to welcome you back to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio, and again, streaming live on the web at linewsradio.com. I'm Bob Vecchio. Reminding you, like our Facebook page, Spotlight on Long Island Schools. You can check out photos from past shows. You'll also have links to past episodes that you can listen to our shows. And more importantly, you could suggest a future show with your students or your school coming right here and being in our spotlight. We're continuing our conversation about a wonderful state initiative, the New York State Mentoring Program. And Diane Urso is the regional coordinator for Long Island for this program. And if you want to learn more about the program, there is a website. It's newyork.gov/mentoring at the New York State website, the New York State government website. And this is a program that has been near and dear to the Cuomos for a long, long time. Started with under Governor Mario Cuomo and has been resurrected under
over 30 years ago.
Yeah, yeah, with his wife Matilda, and now is back and expanding again throughout the state. It's not just Long Island, but you know, it's a statewide initiative. Yeah. So folks that may know of school programs upstate, Westchester, or up in the Finger Lakes region or whatever, this is a statewide program and a state-funded program from the New York State Office of Children and Family Services. And we were talking about peer-to-peer mentoring before the break. And there's also a huge need because, you know, peer-to-peer is great. But, you know, we know when kids connect with an adult that they connect with and that's their mentor, and now all of a sudden they want to, you know, for whatever reason, maybe they don't have that connection at home or somewhere in the community. There's a huge need for this. And you know, listen, there's a lot of things going on in our society that's troubling. You know, we have increased mental health issues, we have increased substance use issues, and I think they're all interrelated because of isolationism, you know, and not feeling connected, not feeling accountable to somebody as well, right? If you're connected with a mentor or somebody that you look up to, you want to make them proud.
Certainly, there's more of that with kids isolating with, you know, social media. It's just much more easy now to isolate and not have connection with anybody.
Yeah, face-to-face personal communication is really taking a huge hit. Yeah, it's taking a huge hit. And it's so vitally important because, you know, I say all the time, you know, you could type something in a text, but it's entirely different when I speak to you face to face. You see my eyesight. You hear the inflection in my voice.
Yeah, the inference is not in a text.
It could be taken a totally different way. So let's talk about the adult mentoring program
and
what it takes to become an adult mentor.
So to become an adult mentor, you know, you can go to ny.gov/mentoring and we have an application. So even if you are thinking about becoming a mentor, you can go there and fill it out. Then it goes through, it will go right to the area in New York State that you're interested in and even come right to me on Long Island. And of course, you can also call 1-844-337-6304, and phone calls will get filtered also to the coordinator in the region that you are interested in. So when you do that, we immediately just ask you a little bit about your background, your interests, what drew you to mentoring. We ask for references.
And right, because as a parent, right, I want to know who is mentoring my kids. So what type of screening?
Well, just is the kind of bare bones of kind of you finding your way to the regional coordinator. And then at that point, when we find that you're an interest and you're a match for a school district, we are going to send you to be vetted. And the vetting is, you know, for, you know, fancy terms, means you will get fingerprinted, background check, and it goes to the school in which you will be mentoring. Directly to the school, I don't see it. It goes just to their department for approval.
Because anybody involved in a school, there's a state law. Everybody has to be background checked, no matter what they do in the school, including volunteers and coaches, et cetera.
And so I think pretty much everybody, nobody is shocked, and obviously everybody's understanding of that.
Of course.
And what's really nice is that's one of the costs that we incur as the New York State Mentoring Program.
Because that could be costly for a school
district.
It
could be up to $100. The schools don't pay, and the mentors don't pay.
That's awesome.
So it's nice, and it takes one burden away from a mentor who's about to commit to, you know, quite a bit of responsibility. So to be a mentor, after you've gone through the vetting process, you will go through a 2-hour training similar to the peer-to-peer training, and then you'll be matched in the school with a student, and that student is your person for the school year. Programs tend to run from October to May, so that's really our goal right now, and that's why I'm here tonight, because we're really trying to set up some of these programs for a fall mentorship to go through the school year.
What's the time commitment for an adult
mentor? Hour a week.
An hour a week.
You know, it could actually be less depending on the class period, but it's usually about an hour. and it's weekly. You have the support of a program coordinator just as peer-to-peer. So there's somebody in the room to guide you. If a child might give you some information that is alarming, we call them red flags. You have somebody in that room with you who is a seasoned professional, who's a mandated reporter, is a Correct. Big technical term in yeah. academics.
It's that important, though.
It's very important. And those, you know, in the school world, such as yourself, know. That means they know what to do when danger to self, danger to others, there's any kind of maltreatment. So you have that support, as well as sometimes just, you know, you might get stuck on an issue. You have somebody who you can say, you know, this came up, what do I do? We also have activities modules that are present for mentors to use with their mentees. They stimulate conversation. Could be about, you know, wellness and, you know, making good choices, being a good citizen. Could be some academic stuff. You know, rooms are full for the coordinators. They have games, they have activities. So they're not left to their own druthers. They have a tremendous amount of support. But some weeks a mentor might just, you know, want to go have a conversation. It might be strictly that, you know, the mentee came up to them and said, you know, dude, I'm having a bad week and I really just need to talk.
Right.
And that's the crux of what this is all about. It's really developing that unique relation that can only happen one-to-one.
What's been some of the like unanticipated positives that have come out of the program? I mean, when you start a program like this, of course, you have a vision and you have initiatives and you have goals. But what would you say from your personal perspective with what you've been involved with here on Long Island? What's been unexpected?
I'm going to give you the short one of what I got to, you know, view, because I've only been, you know, with the program for less than a year. But I walked into one of the programs at Maplewood School District, which is one of the school districts that we want to add more mentors to. It's in South Huntington. And I got there before the mentors did. And the mentees were, you know, running around the library waiting. And this little boy, when the mentor walked in, I didn't know. I had my back toward the door. And I see this child literally leap across the room. It looked like Christmas morning into this guy's arms. And I thought, I now know, you know, why.
This is why we do what
That's
we do.
That's why we do what we do. And the illumination was just something I can't even explain. And it was felt on both sides. I have to say, the mentor looked equally as delighted to be there. And you could see that this was a really defining moment in this child's life. A more long-term version, I always love to tell the story. If Mrs. Cuomo could be here, she loves to tell the story of Ellie, which is her mentee, that she took on probably 30-something years ago. You know, she was a really troubled young woman. She was in high school, struggling, failing, really not doing well. And, you know, her life could have gone in one of two ways. And her relationship with Mrs. Cuomo was a defining moment in her life. Now, they're still in each other's lives. She's on the back of our brochure. That's Ellie's children with Mrs. Cuomo. I believe there's a third.
Wow.
So from that point, Mrs. Cuomo has not only seen somebody go from, you know,
an
survival mode
student, right.
to thriving. She's been to graduations. She's been to christenings.
She's helped change that person's trajectory.
The trajectory of her life is completely different.
And helping break a cycle of...
Break a cycle, and they're still in each other's lives today, wow. which is, you know, it's pretty extraordinary.
What type... do you do any type of, like, exit surveys, for lack of a better phrase,
we
with
do.
The families?
We just... Well, again, because we're just regrouping,
right.
you know, as a program. So even though we were there a long time ago, it's kind
right.
of a new incarnation.
Right.
So we're just trying to gather information, always to see where we can grow, where we can do better, more of what do people like, what are, you know, people not as happy with. So we're, you know, trying to gather some information. And I think as time goes on, that process will become more fluid. Like what I said in the first half, what's interesting is both sides, everybody wants more. Mentors want to keep doing this.
And there's also a need for business partnerships, and you have some
Absolutely.
Very successful ones. Let's
Brookhaven National Lab has been an amazing partner to the program. They work very closely with the Longwood School District, and they allow their staff the opportunity to leave one day a week and have this experience in their life. And it's built into their community engagement. And it's a gift to their staff. It's something saying, you know what, we want to give this to you as an opportunity. We believe in our community, and we believe that this is something you should be doing as a staff member, and we're going to encourage it. So we love partnerships where agencies and organizations, civic, business, community will say, we're going to help you to make this happen.
And it's given back to the community in which they benefit as well. If you need more information, 1-844-337-6304 or email New York's NYS Mentoring Program at ny.gov or go to the website ny.gov/mentoring. Diane, it's been a pleasure speaking with
Thank you.
I wish you all the best.
Somebody listening wants
there's
to be a
mentor. There's only 10 schools right now. There's a lot more schools
on Long
Island.
Well, there's 20 on the horizon for this fall, so we're moving fast and furiously.
All the best. You've been listening to Spotlight on Long Island Schools and the New York State Mentoring Program on 103.9 LI News Radio. And again, streaming live on the web at linewsradio.com. Until next time, this is Bob Vecchio saying thanks for tuning in.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting, management, or its sponsors.